It's Gold Retold on OFM, the sound of your life. Now, coming up on the 3rd of November is the Virgin Atlantic 80s Rewind Festival. It's going to be taking place in Johannesburg. And one of the bands that you'll be able to see there is the Human League. On the line, I have Joanne Catherall from the Human League. Welcome to Gold Retold, Joanne.
Hello, everyone.
All right, Joanne, now, I must say that it's always an interesting question and something of a story of how the Human League was formed and how you became involved with the Human League is a very interesting story. I see on the internet they describe it almost like a Cinderella story. Tell us about that evening that you were approached to be a member of the Human League.
Well, Susan and I used to go out to a club in Sheffield called the Crazy Days, on a Wednesday night, and we were just there as usual, and the original version of the Human League had had a breakup, but they were contracted to do a tour around some German army bases, and to keep the name, Philip and Adrian had to carry on with that tour, so they needed people to fill in all the bits that Martin Wareney and Craig Marsh did. So Philip saw us in the club dancing and asked us if we'd like to go and do backing vocals. So after many arguments with our parents and trips to school and things like that, they said we could go. And that, as we say, it was the beginning of the story.
Well, now, it was interesting that first year. I believe you were still attending school, and you decided that that you'd finish your schooling and then carry on. But at the same time, you were recording with the Human League, and that must have been a bit of a balancing act, considering the success that happened straight afterwards.
Yes, well, it was a few months before we put out a single. And it was a bit odd being at school when we started going on TV and Sound of the Crowd was a hit. But it was, you know, it really didn't cross our minds that we'd leave school because it just sort of wasn't done, really. So we carried on with it. Got a bit of stick from some people, but most people were great about it.
Well, now the question is, what would you have done had you not been approached in the club that night and become a member of the Human League?
Well, we'd applied for university places. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go to somewhere sort of away from Sheffield, where we were from. And Susan was going to do a business studies course, and I was going to do psychology and sociology.
All right, fair enough. So you would have been a psychiatrist or a sociologist at this stage?
Probably not. I think all our plans at the time was to sort of stay in education as long as we could and avoid getting a job.
What was it like when that feeling when you join a band and then all of a sudden your songs start charting and you realize that you're becoming famous? What does that feel like when your life has changed and taken a totally different turn to what you had planned?
Well, at first it was all right because we were quite such as show-offs, I suppose, in a way. And we used to love going out and dressing differently to the way other people did. And all our friends were like that as well. So at first, it was just a continuation of that. And then we got a bit of such as nastiness in that people would throw things at us if we went out in the evening. Mm. So it sort of meant that for maybe a couple of years, we didn't really go out very much because it was, you know, there was just a certain element of people that maybe when they got drunk, they had resentments against us. And so it sort of, it meant that when we were at home, we didn't go out a lot. But then certainly for the first maybe year, we weren't actually at home that much anyway because we were travelling the world, which was absolutely brilliant because it was something that we would never have been able to go to most of those places. If we'd have had to, you know, sort of paint to go on holidays for it. So it was like a dream come true, really.
Well, speaking of travelling overseas, I mean, you've shared stages with other artists, you've travelled the world. What moments would you say stand out for you in your career so far?
Well, we played the Hollywood Bowl, which was fantastic. That was quite a few years ago, and it was like we thought, that's it, you know, we played the Hollywood Bowl. That is such a prestigious venue. And then actually 2 years ago, they asked us to go back and play it again. And so that was what we'd been going then 28 years. And to be headlining at the Hollywood Bowl was a fantastic feeling.
Well, with a career like yours at the moment and all the successes and all the places you've been to and played at, is there something that you'd still like to achieve? An artist who you'd like to perform with or share a stage with? Is there something that's still on your, call it a bucket list, in your career?
Well, I think, you know, it's really that we'd want to carry on being able to make albums. And that's it's quite difficult now because, you know, the music industry is not like it used to be. And because we've been going so long, we're not really sort of in the charts anymore. And I think that would be it, to sort of put another album out that did really well in the charts around the world.
Well, we hope that you have that success as well. Now, you're coming to South Africa. You'll be at the Virgin Atlantic 80s Rewind Festival. Is it your first visit to South Africa?
No, yeah, we've been a couple of times before. We've been to Johannesburg and to Cape Town. And, you know, it's absolutely stunning.
And
as I remember, the last time we went to Cape Town, I think the weather was not good to us. I remember a lot of rain.
Oh, yes, well, you'll be coming to our start of the summer season, so a lot of rain is expected again as well.
Oh, no!
out of interest, what are your plans? Are you going to be doing a little bit of a holiday while you're here, or is it really just in and do the concert and off back to the UK?
We are literally in and out. We fly in, we do the show the next day, and then we fly home the day after that. Because we're actually in rehearsals at the moment, because we've got a Christmas tour coming up in Europe and the UK. So we're sort of like literally taking 3 days out to come over there and then come back and rehearse.
Right, so then no rest for international superstars. Joanne Catherall.
No, maybe a little bit of retail therapy if we can fit that in.
Ah, you see, now that's always the nice thing, because I'm sure somebody at home is going to want a gift while you're over in South Africa. I'm sure they're going to want something.
Oh, yes. I was thinking more retail therapy for myself.
Oh, I see. Okay, of course. Well, Joanne from the Human League, thank you so much for joining us for a very quick interview. And we really look forward to having you in South Africa again for the Virgin Atlantic 80s Rewind Festival. Good luck with the preparations for Christmas. And we look forward to seeing you on the 3rd of November.
Yes, well, we're really looking forward to coming. And I hope the rain holds off for us.
I hope so too. Joanne Catherall from the Human League, thank you very much for joining us in Gold Retold.
Thank you very much.